Speech of April 2009 about partnership. If a communality which is to exist longer or to be intensified connects one with another creature, so one enters into a partnership. The more communality exists in the important things and the better one complements each other, the more likely is its durability. Successful partnership requires refinement of it and oneself. One should try first to understand oneself, then the other one, and then the partnership itself. On the analysis should follow a synthesis with a definition of goals. One should ask oneself what the partner, the initiator, and oneself want to achieve with this partnership, since one can direct it in the right direction. Then one should examine whether and how the goal of the partnership can be achieved. With aiming at a target, the partnership wins more than without. It is important to distance oneself again and again from the partnership and to view it from the outside. Here others can be a helping hand. The deeper one is involved in it, the more one has to think about it. How does the other view it? How does one view it oneself? And how do both view the relationship to each other? Who plays how, what role? What is to maintain and what is to change? How is the partnership to view among several important aspects? How does L view it? How does it adhere to the word of L? After weighing of the aspects, one views it much clearer and can determine how to go on. Only the in-depth consideration and the launching of follow-up measures make success probable. If one comes to the conclusion that it is the best thing to end the partnership, then one should do this also. One finally has long struggled with oneself to take such a decision. Otherwise, one should consider how the partnership can be still more beautiful. Is there nothing, all the better. Otherwise, one should be careful to choose the right next steps, if this is possible and makes sense. An appropriate debate with the partner can give the partnership important impulses. Everybody can slip these ideas in. Both should try to make the best of it, but one should not enmesh oneself so intense in the analysis and synthesis of the partnership that one also forgets to live it. Spontaneity, unrestraint, and surprise are part of a successful partnership. It applies to take high and low points properly and to live through them together. It is nice if a partnership lasts long and both sides benefit from it. If it becomes deep and friendship or relationship develop from it, it is all the better. It is essential in our world.